Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mickey Hefner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is hit by the pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into center field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Easter moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldsberry. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goldsberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Carrasquel reaches third base with a triple. Massey goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams is hit by the pitch. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Adams moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon has Adams trapped. He runs over and tags Adams for the out. Philly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter is hit by the pitch. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldsberry moves to third. Massey moves to second. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Massey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-4 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Ostrowski now playing left field. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Larry Doby pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila bunts in front of the plate. Massey fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.